From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry says that Syria is at a turning point. Speaking at the Munich Security Conference in Germany, Kerry said decisions made in the near future could either end the war or define a very difficult set of choices for the future.
If the international community and the Syrians themselves miss the opportunity now before us to achieve that political resolution to the conflict, the violence, the bloodshed, the torture, the images of children, women, children, the bombing, the anguish is going to continue.
Summing up 2 days of talks among members of the International Syria Support Group, Kerry said all sides agreed to work for a quick end to the violence in Syria as an essential first step toward a political solution to the five-year-old civil war. Despite the UN Security Council's demand that all parties immediately cease any attacks against civilians, Kerry said the Damascus regime's offensive aimed at civilian areas has only increased. Also Saturday, Secretary Kerry assured U.S. allies of Washington's support as Europe faces new tensions with Russia and a near-unprecedented flood of refugees. Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev had condemned NATO's decision to increase its military strength in the eastern part of Europe. He suggested on Saturday that the West is starting a new Cold War. Kerry downplayed that, saying that the Cold War ended many years ago. The United States plans to quadruple its military spending in Europe to $3.4 billion next year. NATO will increase troop strength, stockpile military hardware, and form a rapid reaction force. This is VOA.